Greetings and salutations and welcome to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason filling in for Matt Pocket on this Monday night as we are at the Sioux Area High School Gymnasium in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan for girls regional semifinal basketball action featuring the 11-2 Cedarville Trojans taking on the 10-5 Rudyard Bulldogs. Our broadcast engineer back in the Country 105 studios to start our contest is Emily Pentecost, as we are in Division 4 Region 26 semifinals, as I mentioned, featuring the Rudyard Bulldogs and the Cedarville Trojans in girls basketball. Rudyard got to this point by winning their district championship game on Wednesday as they scored their highest point total of the season in the Bulldogs' 74-38 win over the Newberry Indians. Sarah Beelen, she had 18 points on the night to lead all Bulldog scorers. Brooklyn Besteman and Chesney Molina, they had 16 points each. And Tristan Smith added 14 for the Rudyard Bulldogs as they improve to 10-5 on the season, and certainly a hot team coming into this regional semifinal after knocking off St. Ignace to end the regular season. They followed that up with a District 101 title in Division 4. Well, the Cedarville Trojans, they won their district, but they never even had to take the court, as the Trojans have not played since March 18th. Since a 57-34 win over Mackinac City, the Trojans won District 102 in Division 4 as the Pickford Panthers, they had to drop out due to COVID-19 protocols, leaving the district at that time with three teams. And then Detour, they dropped out because of lack of numbers and other protocols, along with Mackinac Island. So Cedarville wins the district without even having to take the court. So will Rust show up in this game between Rudyard? This would be a very good game indeed. These two teams met earlier this season back on February 9th with the Bulldogs earning a 47-32 win over the Cedarville Trojans. But these two teams evenly matched. Both have small rosters, especially Cedarville. They only have eight players playing tonight due to declining enrollment. And Rudyard, they have a little more on their roster as they have 11 players. So it's certainly going to be a very interesting game indeed here in Sault Ste. Marie between the Rudyard Bulldogs and the Cedarville Trojans. The winner of this game will play the winner of the other Region 26 semifinal going on tonight featuring Mackinac City and Posen. And that game will be played in Wolverine on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have that game because we will have an EUP team represented, the winner of this game. And that broadcast will be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Either myself or Matt Pocket will have the call of that one on Country 105. Lots of girls basketball going on tonight over on 1230 WSOO. The Sioux High Blue Devils in Division 2 are set to face the Escanaba Eskimos in their regional semifinal. Dave Watts and Ray Bell have the call right now over on 1230 WSOO. The St. Ignace Saints, they are also in action tonight as they will take on Alcona at home in their regional semifinal. St. Ignace earned their 13th straight district title in girls basketball as they knocked off Johannesburg Lewiston on Friday night by the score of 53-37. And as I mentioned, the Saints in action at home to take on Alcona. And the other side of that bracket has a very tasty matchup featuring undefeated Menominee and Kearney Naidu. As we will stay here for the national anthem, as the fans about to stand, so we'll keep it here on the national anthem. And we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip of tonight's girls regional semifinal in Sault Ste. Marie featuring the Rudyard Bulldogs and Cedarville Trojans. Rudyard's had quite a season in athletics so far, and we'll have their boys game tomorrow night, which we'll talk about in a moment. But right now we'll pause for our nation's national anthem. And there you have it, our national anthem here in Sault Ste. Marie as we are just about to start our regional semifinal featuring the Cedarville Trojans and the Rudyard Bulldogs. Cedarville in their road green jerseys with the white trim and numerals. Rudyard in their home white jerseys with the black and orange trim and numerals. Starting tonight for the Cedarville Trojans, number 32, Cassidy Barr. Starting for the Rudyard Bulldogs, wearing number 5, Sarah Beelan. Starting for Cedarville, one of their leading scorers, number 44, Alicia Cosley. Starting for the Rudyard Bulldogs at forward, she grabs a lot of rebounds and scores a lot of points, number 22, Brooklyn Besteman. Starting at guard tonight for the Cedarville Trojans, wearing number 10, Haley Coleman. Starting at guard tonight for the Rudyard Bulldogs, wearing number 1, Megan Bradley. Starting at guard tonight for Cedarville, 11-2 on the season, wearing number 12, Taylor Williams. Starting at guard tonight for the Rudyard Bulldogs, she has a sharp shot from outside, number 3, Tristan Smith. And starting at guard for the Cedarville Trojans, wearing number 22, Alina Shook. Cedarville is coached by head coach Brad Cosley. And starting for the Rudyard Bulldogs at guard, daughter of head coach Carlos Molina, number 12, Chesney Molina. The Rudyard Bulldogs are coached by head coach Carlos Molina. So here we go, regional semifinal action in Sault Ste. Marie featuring the Rudyard Bulldogs and the Cedarville Trojans. We'll see who won the coin flip as far as the opening tip. Due to COVID-19 protocols, they do not have an opening jump ball. And it looks like Cedarville will get the ball to start this one. They'll be going right to left as seen on your radio dial. The winner of this game advances to the regional final Wednesday night in Wolverine against either Mackinac City or Posen. Trojans with the ball to start this first quarter. Williams with it over the far corner. Barr. Now Barr along the baseline. Being double teamed. Gets it out to Cosley. Cosley on the right wing for Cedarville. She'll launch a three. That one's too strong. Rebound. Battled for. Picked up by the Trojans. Coleman. Now Coleman back out to Williams. She shoots the three. That one's short. Gets her own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Will stay with Cedarville. 7:36 to play in this first quarter. No score here from the Sault High Gymnasium. Now Shook to inbound underneath the Bulldogs basket. Shook on the left wing. Williams. Thought about the three. Now pass it to Cosley. Over to Coleman on the far side. That's Barr. Back up top. Shook. Now Shook. And she traveled. As one of our referees tonight, Marty Spencer, calls a travel. So Rudyard will get their first possession. Megan Bradley to inbound for the Bulldogs. She gets it back to Smith. Cedarville in a quarter press. Now they'll go full press and almost cause a turnover. Rudyard's got to get it across the midcourt line. They might not be able to. And they do, but they pass it right to a Cedarville player. That's Cosley. Cosley with the right-handed dribble across the midcourt line. Being guarded by Smith. Now Cosley. Bounce pass Williams. Thought about the three. Now we'll pass it out top. Coleman. She launches the three. That one off the backboard. No good. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Trojans. Trojans get a lot of offensive rebounds. Now a three up top. That one no good by Williams. Rebound Cosley inside. And finally, Cedarville, after about six opportunities, gets their first basket. 2-0 Trojans. 6:45 to play in the first. Now a steal by Cedarville. Underneath the basket, that's Barr. She's trapped. Bounce pass to Shook. Now Shook up top, and that's going to be a 3-second violation called by one of our other officials, Steve Wilson. So Rudyard with the ball. 6:40 to play in this first quarter. 2-0 Cedarville. Girls basketball semifinals from Sault Ste. Marie. As that ball goes out of bounds, we'll stay with the Bulldogs. Not a big crowd here in the Sioux. I'd say we're about at least less than half capacity. Now Rudyard at 2-on-1 quickly. Here's Bradley underneath, and she's going to be fouled hard by number 44, Alicia Cosley. That's her first team foul, number 1 for the Trojans. That'll send the Bulldogs to the line. Megan Bradley will shoot 2 free throws for Rudyard. 6:28 to play in this first quarter, 2-0 Cedarville. These teams met back on February 7th. Seems like a long time ago. It was less than 2 months ago with Rudyard winning that game. First free throw short by Bradley. She'll shoot one more. Cedarville 11-2 on the season. Rudyard 10-5. Now Bradley's second free throw up. That one short, so she misses both, and we're going to have a lane violation on the Bulldogs, so it wouldn't have counted anyway. Cedarville to inbound. 6:28 to play in this first quarter. 2-0 Trojans. Williams will walk the ball across the midcourt line. Right-handed dribble being guarded by Smith. Now a screen set by Cosley. Cosley gets it up top. Pass inside. That's Barr. Back outside, but stolen by the Bulldog Smith. Smith gets it up to Beelen. Now Beelen right of the lane. Over to Bradley. Smith gets it back. Now she'll drive. Put up a shot at the free throw line. That one short. Batted out of bounds. Will go to the Trojans. So Rudyard having trouble setting their offense so far as Emily Kopitz will check in, replacing Megan Bradley for the Bulldogs. Cedarville has it, leading 2-0, 2 minutes into this first quarter. Williams now across the midcourt line for Cedarville. Now Williams, pass inside, goes off the hands of Besteman out of bounds, will stay with Cedarville. Busy week of action here on Country 105. We'll have girls and boys regionals, hopefully all week, at least up till Thursday. Now a steal off the inbound by the Trojans. That was Molina. Now Molina quickly up court for the Bulldogs. Molina bounce pass. Smith near side. Three. That one's too strong. Rebound picked up by Causa. She's got a wide open player underneath. That Shook. She gets it to her. Shook with the right hand up and in. Shook with two. Cedarville with four. And they lead 4-0. 5:30 to play in this first quarter. Now Bulldogs with numbers. Here's nice bounce pass there. Shot off the glass. And Kopitz with the points. Is a nice pass by Sarah Beelen. And it's 4-2 Cedarville. 5:15 to play in this first quarter. Trojans with the ball. Shook with it on the left wing up top. Williams. Williams. The left-handed dribble. Left side. She launches a three and hits it. Taylor Williams sinks a three for the Trojans, and Cedarville leads 7-2. Now Rudyard quickly up court again. Bounce pass inside. Goes kick ball, rather, off a Cedarville player. Will stay with the Bulldogs. Molina will inbound underneath the Trojans basket. 4:59 to play in this first quarter, 7-2 Cedarville. Now here's Smith on the left wing, bounce pass. Molina back to Smith. She launches a three, high arcer. That one's short. Rebound inside, picked up by Williams for the Trojans. Cedarville doing a great job on the board so far. Here's Cosley with it. Top of the circle. Now bounce pass over to Barr. Cedarville in a man-to-man defense here. Barr, pass inside. Shot up, missing. That was Shook with the shot. That's going to be a foul, I believe, they're going to say it's another three-second violation on Cedarville, so the ball goes back to the Bulldogs. 7-2 Trojans, 4:30 to play in this first quarter. Now Smith, double-teamed at the midcourt stripe. Besteman gets it up top to Beelen. Now Beelen, dribble drive, puts up a shot, contact, no call. Looked pretty clean from here. Now more contact, and I think that's going to be a foul on Molina, and that's the first team foul for the Bulldogs here in this contest. 4:19 to play in this first quarter, 7-2 Cedarville in our regional semifinal. Now Williams will walk the ball across the midcourt line for Cedarville, being guarded by Smith. Williams on the left wing, lost the ball, goes to Barr. Now Barr's going to be fouled by Beelen. Sarah Beelen's first foul, team foul number two for Cedarville here in this first half. Now Barr to inbound, near sideline, gets it to the midcourt stripe to Williams. Williams now, behind the back dribble, gets it to the near corner, Shook. Now Shook, oh, that's going to be a travel. She lost the dribble and carried it with her hands, so a turnover, for the Trojans. Midway through this first quarter, 7-2 in favor of Cedarville in girls basketball. Now pass to Beelen across the midcourt stripe, and she'll be fouled, as that foul will go on number 10, Haley Coleman, her first team foul number two. Molina gets it to Smith across the midcourt stripe. Now Smith over to Besteman on the left wing. Besteman being guarded by Cosley up top to Smith. Smith now right-handed dribble between the circles. Lob pass Beelen in the paint. She puts up a right-handed shot. That one's going to go out of bounds back to Cedarville. Rudyard really having trouble setting their offense so far, as they are having some issues here tonight. Now Cedarville with it. Coleman on the right side. She lost it. Stolen by Molina. Chesney Molina across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. Now Molina up top to Besteman. Besteman now lost the ball inside. Another steal by Cedarville. As Redyard really having trouble on the offensive end so far. Trojans with it, leading 7-2. That's Williams now. She puts up the long shot. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Shook. She gets to the free throw line. Cosley, she launches and hits it. Alicia Cosley with four, and it's all Trojans so far. They lead 9-2. Under 3 minutes left in this first quarter as we have the ball going out of bounds, but we have a foul before that. As that foul will go on, I believe, Coleman for Cedarville, and that's her second. So the Bulldogs with it, trailing 9-2, under 3 to play in this first quarter. Bounce pass to Besteman on the right wing for Rudyard. Besteman now being guarded by Shook. She'll get it to Smith. Smith, top of the arc, bounce pass Molina. Thought about the three. Pass it back to Smith. Cedarville in a 2-3 zone right now. Now Molina on the left wing. She launches the three. That one's too strong. Rebound inside picked up by Besteman. She throws it up, and she'll be fouled. And so Brooklyn Besteman will go to the line for Rudyard shooting two. That the fourth team foul on the Trojans here in this first half. That one against Lily Fisher, her first. As Fisher in to replace Coleman with those two fouls. Now Besteman's first free throw up and in. Rudyard shot over 30 free throws in their district final win over Newberry. Now Besteman second. She misses that one. Rebound goes to Williams for the Trojans. 9-3 Cedarville. 2:25 to play in this first quarter. Now along the baseline, a runner by Williams. That one rattles in. Taylor Williams with 5-4 Cedarville. And they lead the Bulldogs 11-3 with 2:15 left here in the first quarter. Now Molina loses it in the far corner. Picked up by Cosley. Rudyard not playing their basketball game so far. Here's Barr with it. Barr over to Cosley. Launches an NBA three. That one's no good. She was open, but that was far back. Cedarville gets another offensive rebound. Williams with it. Top of the circle, now behind the back dribble. Williams behind the back pass, but it might have been too fancy there for Shook as that goes off her hands out of bounds. I don't think she was expecting that one. 1:51 to play in this first quarter as the ball goes out of bounds off a Cedarville player on the inbound. And we'll have a timeout with 1:50 left in this first quarter. Been all Cedarville. They lead by the score of 11-3. The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WMKD. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and WMKD. Scott Nason here in Sioux St. Marie at the Sioux High Gymnasium. A short road trip for yours truly today as we have girls regional semifinal in Division 4, Region 26. As we're under 2 minutes left in this first quarter, Cedarville leading Rudyard by the score of 11-3. So far, Taylor Williams, the leading scorer for the Trojans. She has 5 points. 2 points from Emily Kopitz, the Bulldogs, just with one field goal so far. We'll have boys regional action from Rudyard tomorrow night right here on Country 105. Yours truly filling in for Matt Pocket along with Ray Bell tomorrow on the call as the Rudyard Bulldogs will take on the Mackinac City Comets in their regional semifinal. We'll have the pregame show tomorrow night at 6:45 right here on Country 105. Now the Bulldogs with the inbound. Molina gets it up to Besteman across the midcourt line. Now Besteman draws the double team. Up top, Molina. On the right wing, Smith. Now Smith drives the lane, puts up a shot. Looked like there might have been contact there, but it goes out of bounds off a Cedarville player. We'll stay with the Bulldogs. Minute 35 to play in this first quarter. Cedarville with an 11-3 lead over Rudyard. Now Molina, inbound on the right wing. Smith drives, puts up the right-handed shot, short, rebound inside. That's going to be an over-the-back call on Brooklyn Besteman. Her first foul, team foul number 3 for Rudyard. The Bulldogs, not exactly the start they wanted. You might have thought that Cedarville would be the one, maybe with the slow start, being that they haven't played in, 9 days, but that hasn't transpired. Shook with it for Cedarville. Now Shook almost lost the ball. Well, nice defense there by Smith, causing the double dribble. And so good defense by Tristan Smith for Rudyard. Bulldogs with it, trailing by 8, buck 15 left in this first quarter. Now press by Cedarville, broken by the Bulldogs. They have numbers. Beelen inside, and she lost the ball. And I think that's going to go to Cedarville. It does. There's some contact, but referees letting them play so far. Trojans with it. 105 left in this first quarter. They lead Rudyard 11-3. Now Williams across midcourt line, being guarded by Smith. Williams, near corner, shovels it underneath the basket to Barr. She'll put it up off the glass and in. Cassidy Barr's first 2 points, and it's 13-3 Cedarville with 50 seconds left in the quarter. Now another steal. It's all Trojans right now. Cosley with it. She'll drive, bounce pass over far side, Shook. And Shook's going to be fouled, and that foul is going to go on at Chesney Molina, and that's her second. And I don't know if that was before the shot or not. Looks like it was a foul on the floor. The fourth team foul for the Bulldogs. No, they're going to call that foul on Besteman, not Molina. So that's Besteman's second. Now a steal by Beelen for the Bulldogs. Now another steal as Cedarville stole it right back, but that ball goes out of bounds as Shook just lost control of the dribble, and we'll go back to Rudyard. 36 seconds remain here in this first quarter in our girls' regional semifinal. It's been all Cedarville so far. They lead Rudyard 13-3. Now Smith with it. Over to Molina, across the midcourt line. Up to Beelen, but another steal by Cosley. And here's a chance for Shook one-on-one. She puts it off the high glass and in. Molina Shook with four. And this press causing Rudyard all sorts of problems. Now here's Besteman at the midcourt line. Gets it up to Smith. Smith with numbers, but lost it. Ball goes to the floor. And finally picked up by the Trojans. Here's Shook with it. One-on-one on Molina. Shook drives right past Molina and lays it up off the glass and one. And boy, you couldn't have written up a better start for the Cedarville Trojans as they are rolling right now, leading Rudyard 17-3 with 2.3 seconds remaining in this first quarter. And that'll send Shook to the line shooting one as she just made that basket. Still waiting to see who the foul was called on. They haven't posted it on the scoreboard as of yet. But it definitely went against Rudyard. And that foul was on Bradley, her first. Free throw up and in by Shook as she has seven. And Rudyard looking for a last second shot at the buzzer. They won't get it. It's all Cedarville. They lead Rudyard 18-3 in our girls regional semifinal from Sault Ste. Marie. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back in Sault Ste. Marie at the Sault High Gymnasium in our girls regional semifinal. And it's been all Cedarville. They lead the Rudyard Bulldogs 18-3 as we start the second quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, just with one field goal so far. Besteman over to Molina on the left wing. Thought about the three, up top to Molina. Cedarville still in that zone. Now here's Molina, left side three. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside, picked up by Beelen. And she puts it in for her first 2 points, and it's 18-5 Cedarville. Molina Shook with seven to lead the Cedarville scores. Now we're going to have a travel on the Trojans as Taylor Williams lost the dribble as head coach Carlos Molina barking out some orders to his team. Now here's Molina on the left wing to Smith. Sault High trailing Escanaba 20-15 in the first half in Manistique. Now we're going to have a travel on Beelen. And so the ball goes back to Cedarville. Now the Trojans with it. Bulldogs with a three-quarter press. Broken by the Trojans. Here's Barr with it. In the paint. Bounce pass outside. Williams three. Yes, ma'am. Taylor Williams with eight. And the Trojans rolling right now. 21-5 over Rudyard. Now here's Smith near corner on the right wing. Smith bounce pass right of the lane. That's Besteman. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by Cedarville. And they're getting up court quickly again. Fisher. Over to Shook. Shook inside. Nice pass. Finding an open Coleman. Her first 2 points. And head coach Carlos Molina might want to get a timeout here before this one gets even more out of control. Now we're going to have a foul at the midcourt stripe on Coleman. And that might be her third foul. The fifth team foul for the Trojans. And that is Coleman's third foul, so she will sit down. Now here's Molina. Bulldogs with it, trailing by 18. Besteman on the right wing, up top to Molina. Bounce pass, Besteman. Besteman, pass over to the far side, now inside. Here's a chance by Kopitz, and that shot blocked by Cosley, and here comes Cedarville again. Shook with it. Shook drives. And, oh, that's going to be all sorts of contact and an offensive foul, and, boy, the Rudyard player went down very hard. Let's hope she's okay. That's number two, Emily Kopitz, and she took a hard hit. Boy, that's a tough way to take a charge right there. And that's one tough individual in Emily Kopitz. She's okay, and she's staying out there. Me, I would have been running to the athletic trainer, no doubt. That was a hard hit. Bulldogs with it, 6-10 to play in the second quarter. Cedarville leads Rudyard 23-5. Now Molina with it on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Being guarded by Williams. Pass deflected back to the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Smith. Now Smith on the left wing looking inside. Nothing going Rudyard's way. Now here's a chance for Bradley. That shot no good. Rebound inside. We're going to have a jump ball situation. Possession arrow will give the ball back to the Trojans. 5:53 to play in this second quarter. It's been all Cedarville. They lead 23-5. And now we're going to have a ball go out of bounds. We'll stay with the Trojans as they have it. Williams, pass, and that's going to be a travel. Good defense by the Bulldogs on that one. And they need a lot of those if they want to get back in this game. St. Ignace over Alcona at the end of the first quarter, 28-14. As Hallie Marshall, 17 points in the first quarter, getting her over 1,000 career points. Thank you, Jim Lee Hockey, for that update. We'll try to get updates on the other games as we can. So another turnover on the travel by the Bulldogs. Cedarville has it. They lead Rudyard 23-5 with 5:30 to play in the second quarter. Williams with the ball, right wing up top. Shook now with the dribble drive. Pass underneath, stolen by Beelan. And that's going to be a foul on the Trojans. That'll be their seventh team foul, so that'll send Rudyard to the line shooting 1-1. And maybe that's what Rudyard needs. They need those opportunities at the free throw line because right now, 5:23 to play in the second quarter, they only have 5 points. That foul will go on Lily Fisher, her second. So at the line for Cedarville, Sarah Beelan missed part of the first half of the season and certainly been a welcome addition to this squad. Now Beelan at the free throw line. First free throw up. That one rattles out. And the rebound goes to the Trojans. Excuse me. That's Cosley. Cosley with it. Now she'll drive it all the way. And she's going to be fouled. And no, she traveled before the shot. As the Cedarville fans and Coach Brad Cosley don't like that call. I was a little surprised myself. Looked like that was a pretty clean one there, but I'm not an official, nor am I going to harp on them because I umpire in the spring, and that comes back on you. Trust me. Now here's Smith with it. Smith inside. Kopitz. Kopitz lost the ball, goes out of bounds, and Rudyard just can't get in any organized flow on offense. They're really struggling right now. Trojans not so much. They have the ball leading 23-5, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Williams draws the double team between the circles on the near side. That's Shook. Now Shook over to a wide open Cosley. She launches it from three. That one's off the mark. Rebound goes off of Carlos Molina. Stays inbound, but it goes to the Bulldogs. Here's Chesney Molina with it. Now Molina on the right wing. She launches the three. Yes! That's a big shot there for the Bulldogs. They needed that one. Molina's first points. And Rudyard trails Cedarville 23-8 with 4:25 to play in the second quarter. Now here's Shook with it on the left wing for the Trojans. She drives, gets around everyone. Nice move as Alina Shook now has 9 points, and she shook about three defenders on that one. Now the Bulldogs quickly up court. Inside, Beelan drives, puts up the left-handed shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Smith for the Bulldogs. She'll back it up, out top to Molina. Now Smith with the runner in the paint, good. Tristan Smith's first points, and Rudyard now starting to get in a bit of an offensive flow, but they still trail by 15 halfway through the second quarter. Now Bulldogs with a bit of a press. as the Trojans break it across the midcourt line. Williams in the paint, bounce pass. Fisher, now Fisher had it blocked. Cosley gets it back, and she'll have the easy layup. Alicia Cosley with six, and Cedarville leads Rudyard 27-10. Now here's Molina, and she's going to be fouled underneath, as Cedarville fans don't like that call either. And that'll be the eighth team foul on the Trojans. That one will go against Cassidy Barr, her first, and we're going to have a timeout with 3:32 to play here in this second quarter. 27-10, Cedarville leads. Our broadcast engineer tonight is now Mark St. Angelo. Appreciate Mark with the updates. Escanaba leading Sioux High 24-16 to start the second quarter. That was a very difficult matchup for the Sioux High Blue Devils. The Blue Devils did beat Escanaba during the regular season. They beat Escanaba last season in the regional semifinal before COVID-19 stopped everything. And Sioux High has their hands full indeed, trailing Escanaba after one by the score of 24-16. We mentioned the St. Ignace score, the Saints leading Alcona 28-14 after one quarter of play. Haley Marshall with 17 points in the first, getting her 1,000 career points. That's always a very big accomplishment for any high school basketball player. Certainly there's been a few over the years, but not a lot. And St. Ignace, they're always tough in the postseason. Doreen and Doug Ingles have done such a tremendous job with that program over the past 20-plus seasons, 5 state titles, 4 state runners-up. And they'll have their hands full in the next round because they could potentially play, well, they will play an undefeated team because tonight Kearney Nadu and Menominee battling in that other regional semifinal, both those teams unbeaten. Molina at the free throw line, sinks the free throw. She has 4. She'll shoot one more. 27-11 in favor of Cedarville with 3:32 to play in the second quarter. Now Molina's second free throw. She rattles that one in. She has 5 to lead all Bulldogs scores. And that cuts the lead to 15. Now Rudyard, they full court press. And that causes a turnover. Here's Smith with it in the paint. Smith underneath, stops, puts it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. Good opportunity for Rudyard. Now Cedarville with numbers, shook with it. Bounce pass inside, nice one, off the glass and in. Lily Fisher, she has 6. Cedarville really spreading the wealth offensively so far, and they lead 29-12. Now quickly, Bulldogs with it. Left of the lane, shot by Smith, no good. Rebound inside, Besteman, off the glass and in. Brooklyn Besteman has 3. And Rudyard trails by 15, under 3 to play in the second quarter. See if this press can be effective again for the Bulldogs. And we're going to have a travel, as that was just a loss of concentration by Taylor Williams. No real pressure on that one, but this full court press starting to cause Cedarville some problems. They haven't had many in this first half. Now Smith with it. Bounce pass to Molina on the left wing for Rudyard. Up top to Smith. On the right side, Kopitz. Back up top, Smith. Now over to Molina. Outside the arc, Rudyard has it. Smith over to Molina. Now she'll launch a long 3. That one's off the back heel. Goes right to Smith. She'll put up a shot in the paint. Good. Tristan Smith with 4. Rudyard starting to get back in this one a little. They trail by 13. 2:20 to play in the second quarter. Now across the midcourt line. Here's Shook with it. Bounce pass over to Fisher again. And Fisher puts it up and in. And I've been impressed by Alina Shook as Fisher now with 8 points. And Cedarville once again leads by 15, 2:05 to play in the second. Smith up top to Kopitz, now on the right wing, Molina. Back to Kopitz, over on the left side, Smith. Inside, Bielan. Left block, she lost the ball, kind of lost her balance as well. But I think that went off a Cedarville player out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bulldogs. 1:54 to play in the second quarter. Molina to inbound for the Bulldogs. They trail Cedarville 31-16. Now Smith, right wing. She launches a 3. That one's way off. Rebound inside Bielan. Bielan now off the glass and in. Sarah Bielan with 4 all in this quarter. That cuts the lead to 13. Rudyard fans starting to get a little more into this game. They've been quiet so far. Cedarville fans right below our perched position here up top the balcony here in Sault Ste. Marie. Now Cosley again, nice pass, and another two-pointer by Fisher. She's getting easy looks because Cedarville is able to get her the ball. 33-18 Trojans, 1:20 left here in the second quarter. Now here's Smith in the paint. Smith will back it out. Bounce pass goes off a Cedarville player, kept alive by Kopitz. Now Kopitz lost the ball, picked up by the Trojans. That shook. Alina Shook now will back it up for Cedarville as we approach 1 minute remaining here in the second quarter. Cosley on the right wing, on the near side, Williams. Now Williams lost the ball. Nice steal by Beelen. Now Beelen will drive for the Bulldogs, put it up off the glass and in. Sarah Beelen with six, and Rudyard cuts the lead to 13. I think if you're Rudyard, if you can get this under single digits at half, you'll be pretty happy. Now here's Cedarville with it. Layup no good by Barr. Rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Here's Molina with it across the midcourt line. Now Molina with the drive. Underneath in the paint. Right-handed shot. Good. Chesney Molina with 7 points all in this quarter. And it's an 11-point game. Cedarville leads 33-22. Full court press applied by the Bulldogs again. Here's Cedarville with it. Barr in the paint. Puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound inside. Again, a shot by Fisher. She's making a living underneath the basket. And, oh, boy, we have an injury on the court. And I didn't see what happened there. I was looking at my score sheet after the basket was made by Fisher, and that doesn't look good as a Rudyard Bulldogs player. I'm not quite sure who that is. I think that might be Sarah Beelen on the court. And we have the athletic trainer for this contest out looking at her. And boy, you just never like to see any sort of injury like that. And this one does not look good. So we'll take a one-minute break. We have 15 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. Cedarville leads Rudyard by the score of 39-22. You're listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back at the Suhai Gymnasium as back to action we are. Rudyard will draw the foul with 1 second remaining here in this second quarter. Cedarville leads Rudyard by the score of 35-22. The injured player on the play was Sarah Beelen. She was helped off the court, and she's being looked at, and she certainly looks in quite a bit of pain over there, so let's hope she is okay. First free throw no good by Emily Kopitz for the Bulldogs. She'll shoot one more. That foul was on Lily Fisher, her third. Second free throw up, and that one's no good by Kopitz, and that's going to end our first half in our Division IV Regional 26 in Sault Ste. Marie for girls basketball. Our score at halftime, it's been all Trojans. They lead Rudyard by the score of 35-22. We will take a break and come back with our halftime show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason at the Suhai Gymnasium on this Monday night as we have girls regional semifinals in Division 4 Region 26. And the Cedarville Trojans lead the Rudyard Bulldogs at halftime by the score of 35-22. Cedarville outscored Rudyard in that first quarter 18-3. The Bulldogs outscore the Trojans in the second quarter 19-17. Leading the way for the Cedarville Trojans offensively, Lily Fisher with 12 points, 9 points from Alina Shook, 8 points Taylor Williams, and 2 points each from Haley Coleman, Cassidy Barr, and Alicia Cosley. For the Rudyard Bulldogs, they're being led by Chesney Molina. She has 7 points on the night. Sarah Beelen with six. However, she is out injured as she went down late in that second quarter, and she's still being attended to by one of the athletic trainers covering our contest, so looks unlikely that she'll be back. She still looks like she's in a lot of pain, unfortunately. 4 points from Tristan Smith, 3 points Brooklyn Besteman, 2 points from Emily Kopitz. Free throws in that first half. Cedarville just went the line once, and they hit their free throw. Rudyard, 3 of 9. Foul trouble right now. Two players with 3 fouls for Cedarville, Haley Coleman and Lily Fisher. And for the Bulldogs, nobody in real foul trouble. Brooklyn Besteman with 2 fouls here in this one. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the other semifinal game going on. I believe that game's in Pelston between Mackinac City and Posen. And the winner of this one will take on the winner of that one Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in Wolverine. We'll have the call right here on Country 105. Myself or Matt Pocket will be covering that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. Suhai leading Escanaba late in that second quarter, 39-35. And the last score update we got from St. Ignace, It was all Saints after one, leading Alcona 28-14. We'll take our final break here on our halftime show. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter here in Sault Ste. Marie. Getting our score at halftime in girls basketball, Cedarville leads Rudyard by the score of 35-22. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason back at the Sault High Gymnasium on this Monday night girls regional semifinal action between the Rudyard Bulldogs and Cedarville Trojans. Our score, as we are just about to start the third quarter, Cedarville leading Rudyard by the score of 35-22. Looking at our broadcast schedule this week for the EUP Game of the Week, tomorrow night I will be down in Rudyard for boys regional semifinal action. Ray Bell will be joining us on the broadcast as the Rudyard Bulldogs will take on the Mackinac City Comets. We'll have the pregame show tomorrow night around 6:45 here on Country 105. Rudyard winning their district over Newberry. And Mackinac City, you want to talk about a tough district and non-home court advantage. Mackinac City had to play their first game against Detour at Detour. Then on Saturday, they edged out Pickford 42-41 at the Purple Palace. And another road game on Tuesday, as Rudyard will get home court advantage for that one. Wednesday night, we'll have the regional final in Wolverine between one of these two squads and the winner of Mackinac City and Pickford. We'll have that game with the pregame show at 6:45. Myself or Matt Pocket will be there for the broadcast of that one. And then Thursday night, if the Rudyard Bulldogs win, we'll have their regional final in Pelston. I'll be covering that one here on the EUP Game of the Week, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. So lots of playoff basketball, and certainly we are very thankful to have it, because last season was right around this time after the regional semifinals were played. I was down in Pelston covering Engadine's game against, I believe, St. Ignace. And that one, no, it was Engadine. Actually, I think they were scheduled to meet St. Ignace in the regional final before everything got shut down before the regional finals due to COVID-19. And certainly there have been challenges this season with many teams opting out, including area teams in Pickford for the girls, boys and girls teams in Brimley, Sault High boys, Detour, and other teams unable to participate due to COVID-19. So we're certainly thankful that we are getting the games in that we can. Let's hope no more teams are affected by COVID-19 and we can get these games in overall. So we are just about to start the third quarter of play. Rudyard will have the ball. Cedarville's led throughout this game. They've led by as many as 18, but the Bulldogs got it to 11. Now it's a 13-point deficit as they have the ball to start the third quarter. Molina with it. Over to Smith on the left wing. Now Smith will drive, put up a tough shot, short rebound, picked up by Cosley for the Trojans. Cosley across midcourt line for Cedarville up top. Now she'll get it to Williams. Williams with the ball over in the near corner. Coleman, three. That one off the back iron. Rebound goes to Smith for the Bulldogs, and she has it far sideline. Now she'll dribble it across the midcourt line, getting it to Molina. She launches a three left wing. Yes! Nice three-pointer by Molina. She has 10 to lead all Bulldog scorers. And it's a 13. No, it's a 10-point game. They're a little late putting up the score there. Now here's the Trojans with a two-on-one underneath. Swatted away nicely by Bradley. As Beelan back on the bench for Rudyard. She's off the training table, but don't know if we're going to see her. Now the Trojans to inbound. Shook. We'll inbound it underneath the Bulldog basket. Bounce pass inside, stolen by Bestman. Rudyard working their way back in this game. They outscored Cedarville in that second quarter, and right now they're down by 10. Here's Molina with it at the free throw line. Over to Bradley. Now she lost it, and she has her pocket picked by Williams. Williams on the drive. Williams, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound inside, picked up by Shook for the Trojans. Now Shook with a nice drive. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bestman. Bulldogs have it trailing by 10. 6:40 to play in this third quarter. Molina with it. Left the lane. Now she'll fake. Put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Barr for the Trojans. Cedarville winning the rebounding battle here so far. As that one tipped at the midcourt line. Now a double team. We're going to have a foul, I believe. No, they're going to say out of bounds. Will stay with the Trojans. Shook to inbound. right below our broadcast position near sideline. Picked up by Williams. Long cross-court pass to Coleman. Now Williams, right wing three. That one rattles out. Rebound goes to Molina for the Bulldogs. 35-25 Cedarville, 6:10 to play in this third quarter. Bulldogs with it. Molina on the right wing, Besteman. Now Besteman up top to Molina. She's had the hot hand for Rudyard here. Now Smith, left of the lane. Gets it to Besteman. She puts a shot along the baseline, too strong. Gets her own rebound, puts it off the glass and in. Brooklyn Besteman with five. And Rudyard's closer than they've been in a long time. They trail by eight. Now across the midcourt line, almost stolen by the Bulldogs. They do steal it. Kopitz gets it to Molina. Across the midcourt line. Now Molina drives, backs it out. Near corner Smith, bounce pass inside Besteman. Besteman with the right-handed shot. She rattles that one in. Brooklyn Besteman with seven. We have a timeout by head coach Brad Cosley as the Rudyard Bulldogs fans on their feet. They're making a run with 5:33 to play in this third quarter. All of a sudden, we got a six-point game, folks. We saw that in the Cedarville-Pickford boys game in Detour in the semifinal. It looked like Cedarville was going to maybe not run away with it, but they certainly had things going their way. They led by 14 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, but they weren't unable to put Pickford away. And Pickford came back, and then hit a game-winning shot by George Eddington at the buzzer to knock out the Trojans out of the boys' tournament. This game kind of has that same feel. Cedarville's led throughout, but not able to put the Bulldogs away. They led 23-5 at one point, but Rudyard's really come on. And that's a 24-14 run for the Rudyard Bulldogs to get back in this game. So there's still lots to play for here. As we have a couple score updates, Escanaba leading Sioux High 42-35 at halftime. That's certainly not a score the Blue Devils want, not just being down, but also the point total. That's not Sioux High basketball. St. Ignace, they're having no trouble against Alcona at home, leading 61-18. So now off the timeout, the Trojans with it, leading by six. Now another steal by the Bulldogs, laying up off the glass and in is Megan Bradley, her first 2 points. Rudyard on a huge run in this quarter. They're on a 9-0 run. Cedarville yet to score. Full court press applied by the Bulldogs. Ooh, and that's going to be a foul there on number 12, Chesney Molina. That was a tough call for Molina. Looked like pretty good defense, but our official thought otherwise. First foul in the second half for either squad. Cedarville with it, leading Rudyard 35-31. Looked like this was going to be a runaway, but we got a ball game here. Now Cedarville with it in the paint. That's going to be a double dribble. And credit this Bulldog pressure defense. They're causing Cedarville fits. We saw Cedarville cause Rudyard fits with pretty much that same pressure defense. Right now, it's the Bulldogs. They're on a big run. Molina with it. Rudyard trailing by four on the right wing. Smith back up top. Molina over to Smith. Back to Molina. Bounce pass. Besteman at the free throw line. Outside Smith. Long to right wing. That one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by Cope. It's underneath. She lost the ball. Goes to Smith. Now Smith open, but she doesn't take the three. Now Molina open up top. Three. Yes, ma'am! Chesney Molina has a hot hand for Rudyard. She has 13, and all of a sudden it's a one-point game. 12-0 run for the Bulldogs. Full court press broken by the Trojans. Here's Causey with it. She'll put up the short two. That one's off the mark. Rebound inside picked up by Williams. She puts a shot off the glass. No. Rebound picked up by the Bulldogs. Kopitz. Now she lost it inside. Shot off the glass. No. And we're going to have a foul underneath, and I think that's going to go against the Trojans. And that will go against Cedarville. That's their second team foul here in this second half. And Rudyard with a chance to take the lead. Now the officials will confer. They haven't put that foul up on the board yet. As we wait to see who gets the foul on Cedarville. Number 32, Cassidy Barr, that's her second. Now Cedarville with the full court press. Rudyard has it, trailing by one. 4:10 to play in this third quarter. Molina, lob pass to Besteman. Inside, Kopitz. She had it blocked. Now Smith on the rebound. Smith on the left wing. Inside Besteman. Besteman in the paint. Right-handed shot off the glass. Good. Brooklyn Besteman with six in the quarter, nine in the game. And Rudyard on a huge run. They lead Cedarville. Now a steal. Here's Smith underneath. She puts it off the glass, and she was fouled. Boy, this is a totally different Rudyard team that we saw, especially in the first quarter, but really in the first half. as that'll be another foul on Cedarville. And that'll go against number 12, Taylor Williams, her first. So at the line for Rudyard, Tristan Smith with 4 points. She's going to shoot 2 free throws. First free throw up and good by Smith. She has 5. Rudyard now 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And they lead by 2. Second free throw up, Smith. Good looking free throws there. Nice arc, and she nails them both. Smith with 6. And Rudyard with a 38-35 lead. Now Rudyard with a full court press again. Broken by the Trojans. Cosley across the midcourt line. Cosley over to Williams. Cedarville looking for their first points here in the second half. Now Williams up top. Over. That's Shook. Fakes the shot. Now nice drive. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Puts it up off the high glass. No, another opportunity. Finally put in by Cassidy Barr. She has 4. And Rudyard leads 38-37. Now here's Molina. On the drive, she'll back it up near corner, bounce past Smith, launches left wing 3 off the glass, no rebound, goes all the way to the sideline, picked up by Smith. She came all the way cross court to get that rebound. Nice play by her. She's a smart player. Now Molina up top, thought about the 3, gets it over to Smith, bounce past Bestman at the free throw line. Along the baseline, Kopitz, she drives, lost the ball, gets it back. Kopitz now double-teamed, and we're going to have a timeout. Good timeout by head coach Carlos Molina for the Rudyard Bulldogs. 2:55 to play in this third quarter. Rudyard leads Cedarville 38-37. The winner of this game will advance to the regional final in Wolverine on Wednesday, and they will take on either Mackinac City or Posen. Mackinac City had both their boys and girls teams make the regionals for the first time in about 13 years. And you look at the enrollment of Mackinac City, they only have 40 students. Think about that. Just to have 2 basketball teams, you got to have pretty much half the student body play basketball. And that Mackinac City boys team, they're going to be a tough game for Rudyard. Rudyard probably the favorite. They've had a very good season. EJ Suggett, Tate Besteman, freshman Cam Peterson, all doing really good. I know Peterson had a big game in that regional, or I should say that district final. And they're going to be tested by Mackinac City, as they have a couple studs on that team, and they're very athletic. So that's going to be a good game tomorrow night in Rudyard, and we'll have it right here on Country 105, starting with the pregame show around 6:45. Yours truly and Ray Bell. Again, updated scores. St. Ignace up against Alcona 61-18 at half, and Sioux High trailing Escanaba 42-35. That one also at halftime. Now a lob pass off the timeout for the Bulldogs. Smith gets it at the free throw line. Now Smith over to Molina. She launches a 3. That one's going to be off the mark. Rebound inside Kopitz. She puts up a shot. No, another chance. Third opportunity. Fourth, and Kopitz finally puts it in. Bulldogs crashing the boards. Kopitz with 4. And they lead Cedarville by 3. 2:35 to play in this third quarter. Now Cedarville with numbers, 2-on-1. Here's Shook with it. Left wing, 3. Good! Elena Shook hits the 3. She has 12. And we got a tie ball game at 40. Now Molina across the midcourt line. Now she'll drive. Molina draws contact. No call. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Trojans. Cedarville with it. We're at a 40-40 tie with 2:10 to play in this third quarter. It's been a heck of a ball game. Had 3 straight here on the UP Game of the Week. Now a long 3. Cosley, yes! Alicia Cosley from way downtown. She has 5. Cedarville on a 6-0 run, and they're back on top by 3. Now we're going to foul at the midcourt line, and that's going to go against Cassidy Barr, her 3rd. And again, Cedarville with a short bench. You have Fisher, Barr, and Coleman with 3 fouls each. That's the 3rd team foul in this second half. Bulldogs with it, trailing by 3, under 2 to play in this third quarter. Bounce pass to Bradley. Now back up top, Smith over to Molina. Left wing 3. Yes! Chesney Molina with 3 threes in this quarter. She has 16 points on the night. We're tied again at 43. Now that pass will go out of bounds. Again, this full court press causing Cedarville problems, especially in this third quarter. And the Bulldogs get the ball back. This is playoff basketball personified. Now Smith with it across the midcourt line for Rudyard. Over to Molina on the right wing. Now Bradley, thought about the 3, gets it up to Smith. Now Smith will drive, and she lost the ball. Nice little swat there by Shook, as that causes a turnover for the Bulldogs. 1:21 to play in this third quarter, 43-43 between Rudyard and Cedarville. Now the Trojans break the press. Coleman Over to Williams. Now Williams drives, puts up the underhanded scoop shot. No good. Rebound inside, picked up by Molina for the Bulldogs. Minute 5 left in the third. Now Molina across the midcourt line quickly. Molina, nice pass inside. Smith finding her, and Smith hits it. Beautiful pass by Molina. Tristan Smith with 8. And Rudyard back on top by 2. 45-43 with 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. Now Williams with it, being double teamed. Up top to Cosley. Cosley now draws the pass over to Coleman on the left wing. Back to Cosley. Another NBA 3. That one rattled out. Didn't miss by much. Rebound Besteman. Besteman gets it to Bradley. Rudyard up by 2. 35 seconds left in this third quarter. Now Molina will slow it down. It's been one heck of a quarter for Rudyard. This is how they played in their district final. Over to Smith on the left wing. Looking inside, Kopitz. She gets hammered by Cosley. And that'll be Cosley's second foul. Team foul number 4 for Cedarville. Non-shooting foul, so the Bulldogs will inbound underneath the Trojans' basket. That's Bradley with it. Looking. Lob pass way up top to Smith. Almost stolen it is by Williams. That pass, oh, that's going to be a jump ball situation. Good job by Smith. Boy, she does a lot of little things out there for the Bulldogs. Cedarville will get the ball on the change of possession. But that's a good little play there for the Bulldogs. 21 seconds left in this third quarter. Cedarville with the ball, trailing Rudyard by 2 in our regional semifinal. Here's Coleman with it. Bulldogs will back up, back out of the press. Now here's Cosley dribbling around a couple players. Bounce pass inside. Shot off the high glass. No good by Barr. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. Here's Williams. She has it at the free throw line over to Cosley. 3 seconds left. Cosley needs to get a shot up. She drives, puts up the runner. No good. And after three quarters of play, we got a dandy here at the Sioux High Gymnasium. Our score, Rudyard 45, Cedarville 43. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back with the fourth quarter. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Nason back here at the Sioux High Gymnasium for our girls regional semifinal. We got a dandy here, folks. Rudyard with the ball, leading Cedarville 45-43. Cedarville led at halftime, and Rudyard on a run. Molina with a 3. That one off the back iron for the Bulldogs. Smith picks up the rebound along the baseline with the runner. That one rattles out. Another chance for the Bulldogs. Missing. That was a good opportunity there for Kopitz. Now Cedarville quickly up court. Deflected. Out of bounds. That's going to go back to the Trojans, or will stay with the Trojans. Bulldogs on a 13-0 run to start the third quarter as they took the lead for the first time, and it's been back and forth since then. Sioux High trailing Escanaba in the third quarter by double digits, and St. Ignace way up on Alcona at half. Now a steal by the Bulldogs. That's Smith with it. Smith will walk the ball across the midcourt line. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by 2. The winner advances to the regional final in Wolverine on Wednesday. If Sioux High loses, I'll have the call. If Sioux High wins, Matt Pocket will have the call. Bounce pass, left side, Molina. Now on the left wing, Smith. Over to Bradley. Now up top, Smith. She launches a 3, high archer off the glass and in. I heard her call glass from up here. Tristan Smith with 11, and it's a 5-point Bulldogs lead. 7 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Now over the far corner, 3 by Shook. That one's off the mark. Rebound goes to Molina. Rudyard just playing really good basketball. Molina had a couple players open, but she couldn't find them. Now she'll dribble it across the midcourt line. On the left wing, Molina being pressured by Williams. Over to Besteman. Now Besteman drives the baseline, puts up the runner. That one no good. Picked up by Shook for the Trojans. Now Shook one-on-one. Shook and Molina. Shook, nice move, but she kind of ran out of real estate there as Molina just stood her ground. And that caused a tough shot that was missed. Now Molina, across the midcourt line for Rudyard. 6:25 to play in this fourth quarter. Smith, right wing, high arcing 3. That one misses. Besteman, rather, Kopitz on the rebound. Looked like that was a foul. And they're going to call it out of bounds. That'll go off a Trojans player. We'll stay with Rudyard. Well, a crowd getting their money's worth, as well as you listeners tonight. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Now here's Molina on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Being guarded by Coleman. Far corner, Bradley, back to Molina, right in front of the Rudyard bench. Now that's going to be, ball will go out of bounds as that'll go off of Molina back to the Trojans as head coach Carlos Molina didn't really like that call. Again, the Bulldogs without Sarah Bielan, who was injured at the end of the second quarter. That's the right call there. I think that was a smart call. The officials conferred, and referee Steve Wilson says that ball goes back to the Bulldogs. So Rudyard with it, leading by 5, 6:08 to play here in the fourth. Now Bestman along the baseline, looking, finding Kopitz, left of the lane. Now back up top, Smith. Smith drives, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound inside, battled for, picked up by the Trojans. Here's Coleman with it. Under 6 to play. Cedarville with the ball, trailing by 5. Another double dribble there. We've seen that quite a few times there. And credit this Bulldogs pressure defense. They're causing Cedarville fits right now. Now Molina with it. She'll run it across the midcourt stripe. Draws a double team. That's going to be a foul. And I think that's going to be on Coleman. If it is, that's her fourth. So Cedarville with a short bench. And that's a big foul there. The fifth team foul on the Trojans, just one for Rudyard. So with all that pressure defense, they're not fouling either. Smith between the circles for the Bulldogs. Smith with it over to Molina. She's open. Thought about the three. Now she'll drive. Could have been a travel. Shot off the back iron. No. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Trojans. That's Cosley. Cosley now. We'll walk it across the midcourt line. Cosley over to Shook. Thought about the three. Now she's going to travel again. Boy, oh boy. Cedarville just causing a lot of stress on themselves by all these travels. Now Rudyard with it, leading by 5. 5:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Smith with it, draws the double team. Cedarville in the full court press. Now Molina across the midcourt line, gets to Bestman. Bestman now will travel. So pressure defense causing both teams a lot of turnovers. And that'll give the ball back to Cedarville. 5:16 to play in the fourth quarter. Rudyard with a 48-43 lead here in our regional semifinal. Now Cosley gets it to Williams across the midcourt line. Williams on the right wing. Now she'll drive, gets around all sorts of players. Wow, what a nice move for her as Taylor Williams gives Cedarville their first points here in the fourth quarter, and that cuts the Rudyard lead to 3. Cedarville on the full court press. Here's Molina over to Smith, near sideline, across the midcourt line. Smith, left-handed dribble, and that's going to be another foul on Cedarville. That's going to go against Cassidy Barr, her fourth. So Cedarville really getting in foul trouble now. Barr and Coleman both with 4 fouls each. And so if one of them go out, that's going to make that bench even shorter. Now here's Molina near corner on the left wing to Smith. Smith inside, Bestman stolen by the Trojans, as that was Cassidy Barr with it with those 4 fouls. Barr gets it to Cosley. Cosley now lost the ball as that ball goes out of bounds. And I think if you're Coach Brad Cosley, you want to get a timeout here. Your team's really struggling on the offensive end. He doesn't call one. So Bradley to inbound. Gets it to Smith over on the near side. Molina across the midcourt line for the Bulldogs. No, they don't get it across the midcourt line as that pass goes out of the reach of Smith. So both teams kind of feeling the nerves right now, and both coaches shaking their heads. 4:31 to play in the fourth quarter. Cedarville with the ball, trailing by 3. Williams now with the long 3 up top. Short rebound goes over to Coleman. Her shot doesn't connect. Another chance for Cedarville underneath. That's Shook. Shook lost the ball, picked up by Smith. And that ball goes out of bounds off a Cedarville player. Will stay with Rudyard. 4:16 to play in the fourth quarter. Rudyard with the ball, leading by 3. Now across the midcourt line. Bradley with it, draws the triple team. Gets it up top to Smith, and Carlos Molina will call a timeout for the Rudyard Bulldogs with 4:08 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard leads Cedarville 48-45. After 3 quarters of play in Manistique, Sioux High is in jeopardy of having their season come to an end. Barring a huge comeback, they trail Escanaba 64-45. Wow. Talking to Dave Watson, who's broadcasting the game tonight, he was worried about that game. And Sioux High right now up against it. They're going to have a big comeback if they are going to want their season to continue. Our next broadcast on our EUP Game of the Week will be tomorrow night in Rudyard for boys basketball, as the 15-2 Rudyard Bulldogs host the 14-4 Mackinac City Comets. Yours truly and Ray Bell will have the call of that one right here on Country 105, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. The winner of this game advances to the regional final, which will be played in Wolverine against either Mackinac City or Posen. And we'll have the call right here on Country 105. If Sioux High loses, yours truly and Ray Bell will be making the trek to Wolverine Starting the pregame show at 6:45. So here we go. Off the timeout, the Bulldogs with the ball, leading by 3, 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Almost a steal by Cedarville as Bradley gets it up top to Smith. Now Molina, right wing, three. Yes! It rattled around the rim, and Chesney Molina with 19 points, including 5 threes. She's having one heck of a game. And Rudyard with their biggest lead of the night at 6. 3:45 to play. Now pressure defense by the Bulldogs. Broken by the Trojans along the baseline. Shook. Gets it to Williams. Lost the ball. Ball goes out of bounds. And I think that'll go to Rudyard. No, they're going to keep it with the Trojans. Now the Cedarville Trojans to inbound. Shook with it. Underneath the Bulldogs basket. Shook. Lob pass. Stolen by Smith, but she passed it right to Shook. Now Shook draws the double team. That's going to be, going to be a foul on Rudyard, just their second foul here in this half. Nobody on the Bulldogs in any foul trouble. That's Smith's first. Molina and Besteman have 2 fouls each for the Bulldogs, while Coleman and Barr with 4 each for Cedarville. Now Shook to inbound. 3:32 left. Nice pass inside, but stolen by the Bulldogs. That's Molina. Rudyard in good position in this contest. They lead by 6 with 3:25 to play. Molina across the midcourt line over to Smith. Rudyard in no hurry on this possession. Smith on the left wing, back up top to Molina, back to Smith. They'll pass it around for a while. Now Molina between the circles. She'll move it to the right side. Now she'll back it out again. Bounce pass to Colpitts at the free throw line over to Molina on the right wing. Under 3 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard with the ball leading by 6. Bestman now on the right wing. Up top to Molina. Cedarville still in a 2-3 zone. Over to Bestman. Back to Molina. Rudyard fans like this. Cedarville really not pressuring too much. Now they start to apply the pressure. Bestman with it. 2:45 to play. Rudyard would like to do this for 2:45 and get out of here with the victory. Now Bestman between the circles. Over to Molina. Molina back to Bestman. They're just passing it around outside the arc. Now Smith has it on the left wing. Back to Bestman. No double teams here. I think Cedarville's got to get out of this zone if they want to try to get this ball back the way this is going. 2:25 to play. Rudyard just playing a little catch right now. Here's Bestman on the right wing. Rudyard fans love it. And finally, we're going to get a foul. And that's the 7th team foul. So that's going to send Brooklyn Bestman to the line as Rudyard almost bled a minute off that clock. And now with that 7th team foul, Rudyard will go to the free throw line. They haven't been great at the free throw line. Right now, 5 of 11. We've only had 8 points scored in this quarter, 6 of them by Rudyard. So Brooklyn Bestman at the line for the Bulldogs, shooting a 1-1, 2:17 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard with a 6-point lead over Cedarville. First free throw up by Bestman, misses it. Rebound picked up by the Trojans. And now the ball lost by Cedarville again. Boy, Cedarville's really having some trouble just trying to get the ball down court right now. Molina with it at the midcourt stripe. Molina's pass goes to Smith. Now Smith across the midcourt line. 2 minutes to play. Bestman over to Molina. We'll see if Rudyard plays a little bit of catch again. Back to Smith. Draws the double team up top. Colpitts now on the right side. Bestman over to Smith. Now Smith drives, puts up a shot, draws contact. That foul will be on Alicia Cosley, her 3rd. And Rudyard doing everything right in this second half. This will be a 2-shot foul, as that's the 8th team foul on Cedarville. That'll go against number 44, Alicia Cosley. But we'll have a timeout with 1:46 to play in this fourth quarter. Rudyard Bulldogs, who trailed big in the first half. They trailed by as many as 18, but right now they lead 51-45. We've always said that sportsmanship is the golden rule in action, but why should it stop when the game is over? Now more than ever, we need to respect each other and treat each other with common decency, not only between the lines, but outside the lines in our daily lives. In sports and in life, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Little swig of water there as we are coming off our timeout. Rudyard will shoot 2 free throws. And the foul situation right now, very good for Rudyard. They only have 2 fouls in this half. Cedarville with 8, and you have a couple players in some big foul trouble as well. As Cassidy Barr and Haley Coleman, both with 4 fouls each. for Cedarville, who looked to be in control of this game. But Rudyard, despite not having Sarah Beelen out there, she got injured at the end of the first half. She's on the bench. But the other players certainly have performed well, including Tristan Smith, who has 11 points. She's at the line shooting two. First free throw up. That one rattles out, so that helps Cedarville's cause. Rudyard now 5 of 13 from the free throw line. They want to close out this game. They'll have to do better. Second free throw. That one rattles in, so Smith splits the pair. She has 12, and the Bulldogs with a 7-point lead. Minute 40 left. Here's Cosley with the top of the circle. Cosley on the right wing to Williams. She bobbles it, gets it back. Williams now, oh, three was blocked there by Smith. Good defense for the Bulldogs. Now here's Molina with it across the midcourt line. She's going to be fouled. And that's the ninth team foul, so this will be the last 1-1 for Rudyard. The next foul will send them to the line shooting two. Minute 26 to play in our district semifinal. Rudyard looking to advance to the regional final. They're in good position right now as that foul will go against Cassidy Barr. That's her fifth, so she fouls out with 4 points on the night. And checking in is Lily Fisher. So Molina at the line, a 1-1 opportunity. Rudyard leads by 7. Molina's free throw up, good. So Molina now with 20 points on the night. And she really led the charge in that third quarter, hitting 3 three-pointers. Now Molina's second free throw, calmly sunk. Molina with 21. The Bulldogs lead by 9 with a minute 20 left, and Rudyard can be aggressive on the defensive end. Now Cosley, NBA three. That one's way off, and will go to, well, went to the Bulldogs. Now Williams on the rebound. Her shot, no, but she was fouled, and Cedarville, who's only had one free throw tonight, that was way back in the first quarter, they're going to shoot two here. Minute 14 left in this fourth quarter. Cedarville at the line, shooting two. That foul was on Bradley, her second. Free throw up and in by Williams. She has 11. That cuts the deficit to 8 for the Trojans. Second free throw up. That one rattles out. Rebound picked up by Smith. And Smith will get it to Molina. We're going to have a foul on Cedarville as they pretty much have to do that right now. And that'll send Rudyard to the line, shooting two. So every free throw or every foul now will give the Bulldogs two free throws at the line. Tristan Smith, she's 3 of 4 from the line. She has 12 points on the night. Bulldogs lead Cedarville 54-46. First free throw up. That one rattles out. She split the last pair at the charity stripe. We'll see if she can do that again here. So Smith with one more free throw. This one would make it a 3-possession game, and she misses. No, she gets that one in. Looked like that was going out, but it hit the back iron and went in. Smith with 13. The Bulldogs lead by 9 with a minute 10 left. Now Williams being double-teamed. Gets it up to Shook. Now Shook over the far side. Coleman, long two. That one's off the back iron. Rebound inside. Picked up by Besteman, and we're going to have a jump ball situation. That'll keep possession with Cedarville. But now the clock is not on their side with 1 minute remaining. 55-46 Rudyard, Cedarville with the ball, looking to stage a late rally. They're going to need a lot of magic right now. Shook to inbound. Up top, Coleman. Coleman. On, oh, had stolen by Molina. Now Molina with it. She'll drive. Molina with it. Lost the ball. Gets it to Smith. Now Smith shot blocked. Rebound inside. Oh, nice play there by Bradley. She dove for that ball, which was going out of bounds, and she gets it to Besteman, who was fouled. And Megan Bradley, just with 2 points, but she's done a lot of things out there. And that one of her best efforts. As that foul will go on Cosley, her fourth. So at the line, Brooklyn Besteman shooting two. First free throw up and in. And that gives Rudyard a 10-point lead. Besteman with 10 points. And it looks like the Rudyard Bulldogs will be the team traveling to Wolverine on Wednesday as Besteman makes both free throws. She has 11. And it's an 11-point lead for the Bulldogs, 45 seconds left. Rudyard, you don't want to foul at all. Now a long three by Williams. That one's short, and that'll go out of bounds, and that will pretty much do it here as Rudyard has the ball leading by 11. What an effort by the Bulldogs tonight. It looked like they had the potential to get run out of the building, to be quite honest, the way that first half was going, but certainly some adjustments were made in that second half by head coach Carlos Molina. Rudyard really ramped up their pressure defense, especially with the press, and Cedarville caused a lot of turnovers. That foul is on Coleman, her fifth, so she fouls out with 2 points as Molina makes the free throw. She has 22, and she'll shoot one more. Second free throw up, and she hits them both. Chesney Molina, certainly the best game I've seen her play, and she's been the star of the show for the Bulldogs. They lead by 13. Now Cedarville with it. Williams up top. Cosley, long three. That one short. Rebound picked up by Smith. And I don't think Cedarville's going to foul, as the Rudyard Bulldogs will dribble this one out with 20 seconds remaining, as their fans, and they got a lot of them here, are on their feet. A hard-earned victory for the Bulldogs. They were down 23-5 in the first half. They come out on a 13-0 run to start the third quarter, and they will get a hard-earned and well-deserved 59-46 victory over the Cedarville Trojans in our Division IV Region 26 semifinal, and they will advance to the final to be played in Wolverine on Wednesday night. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back with our post-game show. You are listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. And welcome back to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105. Scott Nason at the Sioux High Gymnasium for our girls regional semifinal between the Cedarville Trojans and the Rudyard Bulldogs. As the Bulldogs down 23-5 at one point, they trailed Cedarville 35-22 at halftime, and they come back to knock off the Cedarville Trojans by the score of 59-46, leading the way for the Rudyard Bulldogs, got a little ahead of myself there. Chesney Molina, she scores 23 points on the night and really led that 13-0 run to start the third quarter for the Bulldogs. She scores 23 points on the night, and she has 5 3-pointers, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Also did some great work on the defensive end. Tristan Smith with 13 for the Rudyard Bulldogs tonight. Brooklyn Bestman with 11. 6 points from Sarah Bielan, 4 points Emily Kopitz, and 2 points from Megan Bradley. Leading the way for the Cedarville Trojans, Alina Shook and Lily Fisher, they have 12 points each. Taylor Williams with 11. 5 points from Alicia Cosley, 4 points Cassidy Barr, and 2 points from Haley Coleman. With the win, the Rudyard Bulldogs improved to 11-5 on the season, and they will advance to the regional final, which will be played on Wednesday night in Wolverine. Yours truly and Ray Bell will be there with the call on Country 105, and they'll take on either Mackinac City or Posen. We'll have the pregame show Wednesday at 6:45. With the loss, Cedarville ends their season at 11-3. Updated score from Manistique, late fourth quarter. It's the Escanaba Eskimos leading the Sioux High Blue Devils by the score of 70-60. So barring a late comeback, it looks like Sioux High season will be over. You can catch the end of that game over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Our next broadcast in our EUP Game of the Week will be tomorrow night in Rudyard. Yours truly, along with Ray Bell, we'll have the broadcast of the regional semifinal between the Rudyard Bulldogs and Mackinac City Comets. We'll have the pregame show starting at 6:45. If you want to hear the podcast of this game, you can find it on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. That's going to do it here from the Sioux High Gymnasium. I want to thank our broadcast engineer, Emily Pentecost, who get us on the air along with Mark Santangelo. And thank all of you for listening tonight. Once again, our final score in our regional semifinal at Sault Ste. Marie, the Rudyard Bulldogs advance to the regional final in girls basketball as they come back to knock off the Cedarville Trojans by the score of 59-46. You have been listening to the EUP Game of the Week on Country 105.